This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Frankel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. Calling the Vertical Lift Sea Bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Ram in Sangam literature. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Lisbon, the first leg of her two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister Jitendra Singh received Mr. Shah at Jammu Airport. Today, Mr. Shah will visit the Vinay Border Outpost of the BSF on the International Border IB in Kathua District and review the overall security situation in the area. He is scheduled to take stock of the developmental projects in J&K tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan yesterday. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Code with the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, India has established the primacy of justice. Renowned Indian sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sand Master Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10-feet-high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. World Health Day is being observed today to raise global health awareness is a global initiative led by the World Health Organization, WHO, along with other initiative bodies. This year, the theme of World Health Day is Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures. Former world champions Rudraksh Bala Saheb Patil won the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air rifle shooting event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 Buenos Aires yesterday. This was Rudraksh Patil's second individual gold medal at the ISSF World Cup. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that's the end of this news bulletin.